Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 5, focus on destiny. Empower others. Study E5, commissioning.
Planting out new seeds and helping a new inform is a process that embraces the principle of commissioning. One of God's ways that we can see throughout Scripture is the anointing of individuals through the laying on of hands. Laying on hands for commissioning is a primary element of the multiplication process, and we should not underestimate the power in this. Paul recognized the significance of moments of laying hands on Timothy. In 2 Timothy 1:6, he said, "For this reason I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." In 1 Timothy 4:14, he says, "Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed on you through prophetic utterance with the laying on of hands by the presbytery." So we notice this, it's the same Timothy and it's the same Paul reminding him. In the first case, he talked about it was he himself that laid on hands. In the second case, there was a presbytery, there was a gathering of mature believers that laid hands on Timothy. So there isn't this sense of personal ownership here. Laying on hands happens when someone carrying maturity or leadership stands with other believers and commissions them into a work. It's a powerful thing. It's not establishing a person or group in the authority of those who lay on hands, but in the authority of Jesus, the one they represent. Through this, God uses his people as an instrument of his will. In reality, what's happening is the commissioning of the Holy Spirit, and the faith act of laying on hands becomes the practical act where he establishes his purpose. One powerful example of this is seen in Acts 6, when a group of men were selected to help organize the distribution of food in the new creation community. This was a very important role, needing much wisdom and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and this is what the apostles did. Acts 6, verse 6, "And these they brought before the apostles, and after praying, they laid their hands on them." Anointing for the task was essential because this would raise their level of authority for kingdom work. And just 2 verses later, we read this of Stephen, one of those who had been appointed through their laying on of hands. Acts 6, verse 8, "And Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the people." Stephen had accepted his commission to serve the body, but it ended up being much more than just distributing food. He carried a powerful kingdom anointing to demonstrate the presence of Jesus. A little bit later, we read about another of that number that had hands laid on, a man called Philip. Acts 8, verse 5 to 8, "Philip went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them. The crowds with one accord were giving attention to what was said by Philip as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing. For in the case of many who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them shouting with a loud voice, and many who had been paralyzed and lame were healed. So there was much rejoicing in that city." There could well be some link between Stephen and Philip, both having been commissioned and both them walking in powerful demonstrations of the kingdom. Later in Acts, we read about Paul and some others gathered together in Antioch in fasting and prayer, ministering to the Lord. This is what happened. Acts 13, verse 2 and 3. "While they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, 'Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I've called them.' Then, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." This was a group gathering where the Holy Spirit spoke his will. Presumably this came through the gift of prophecy. And notice the response of those gathered. They fasted, they prayed, and then they laid hands on them. And laying on hands was how they responded to the Holy Spirit's call to set them apart. In the inn vision, when a splinter group emerges to form and launch a new inn, when some of this seed out of the fruitfulness starts to stir new ideas in one or two of the group members, we adopt the Acts 13 model. and arrange a time for some mature believers in the current in community and possibly others in the network to gather together and pray, seeking the face and the heart of Jesus, inviting the Holy Spirit to commission the new seed. In the midst of that, through prophetic utterance and the laying on of hands, the new fledgling seed group is set apart. Back in Acts 13 again, it's important to realize exactly what happened. The Holy Spirit revealed his will to the group, but then it was the role of those gathered to align with him and become instruments of implementing his will. The Holy Spirit spoke, but the people had to lay on the hands and ceremoniously sent Paul and Barnabas away. The next verse is very revealing. Acts 13:4. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. In verse 3 it says, they sent them away. That is, the people gathered who laid on hands sent them away. But in verse 4 it says, being sent out by the Holy Spirit. This is a classic example of new creation people co-working with the Holy Spirit for his purposes. The Holy Spirit revealed his will. The people responded with the laying on of hands and commissioning. And through that, the Holy Spirit sent them out. Although it might not work exactly like this in every case, this is a great model and principle to adopt for the multiplication of inns. A commissioning moment in the ministry of the Holy Spirit releases growth opportunities on a different level. This is because Holy Spirit commissioning through the laying on of hands opens up the channels for him to work in and through the new group. So, as we've seen, commissioning through laying on hands is essentially a work of the Holy Spirit. He is the one who does the commissioning and the sending. We need to stress the fact that laying on hands is not an issue of human authority. Those who lay on hands do so in obedience to the Holy Spirit and as an instrument of his work. Cooperating with the Holy Spirit is absolutely fundamental to all we do. He is the Lord in the church, according to Paul, 2 Corinthians 3:17. He says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Holy Spirit comes to liberate and set free. Commissioning is not to contain, restrict, or limit. Quite the opposite. The commissioning is for the purpose of launch and release, setting apart for all that Jesus wants to do in and through the new group by the Holy Spirit. And this is so important because as we head closer and closer towards the end times and the completion of the bride, we need to be open to the Holy Spirit to lead and guide in whatever way he requires and desires. Throughout these studies, we've sought to lay a strong foundation in all things from the scriptures. This is a Bible-based vision. But within that, we also recognize that not all things are revealed specifically in the scripture. The Holy Spirit is the living Lord in the church, organizing and establishing things as he chooses in response to what he hears in heaven. And we need to take the lid off the restrictions of trying to be just a copy of the early church. He's way beyond that now. Being established in the revelation of the new creation in the scriptures, we can then confidently go on and be open to the prophetic leading of the Holy Spirit in our midst. And then co-work with him in commissioning his people through the laying on of hands into exciting, new, empowered outworkings.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.